Now, West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica City Council this week during executive session making three personnel decisions regarding top administration positions. Approval was for Chief Financial Officer Jennifer Holman, who was recently picked to serve as interim city manager, to receive a $1,500 per week pay increase while she serves in that temporary role. Villarica's Director of Utilities, John Bain, will serve as interim deputy city manager and receive a pay increase of $1,000 per week. And Deputy Finance Director Amanda Long will serve as interim finance director with a pay increase of $500 per week. The three will remain in these positions until a permanent city manager is named. City also making progress towards its plan to develop the Villarica Parkway on the east side of town, with City Council approving the purchase of four whole or partial properties and one easement, the total cost being approximately $470,000. City's new land is located on Gordon Street, Darden Street, and North Carroll Road. Keep Carroll Beautiful's annual spring household hazardous waste and paper shredding event scheduled for this Saturday in Villarica.
A lot of those items are maybe not a hazard to us when they sit in your garage, but if you need to clean up and get rid of stuff that you no longer need, a lot of those, it's not a good idea to pour them down the drain or pour them in your backyard. So we'll take all of your funny chemicals and dispose of them properly.
KCB Executive Director Martina Griffin.
The paper shredding event is designed for getting rid of any sensitive information, and the company that we're using to help us with that is called Access. They service a lot of the local companies here throughout the county. We no longer shred on site. So the papers are taken, they put it on a truck, lock the truck, and take it to a Peachtree City facility to be shredded in the giant machine.
KCB's Household Hazardous Waste and Paper Shredding event is Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 at Midway Church in Villarica. More information online at keepcarrollbeautiful.org. And it has been 4 years since a Carroll County Schools substitute teacher was charged with numerous counts of child molestation after she was accused of touching herself with the intent of arousing sexual desires in a Mount Zion Elementary classroom, where close to 20 students, mostly 8 years old, were present. Amelia Ressler of Carrollton, now 34 years old, has been ordered to appear in the Carroll County Superior Court later on this month in front of Judge John Simpson, assuming for the courts to get an update on the status of the case. Ressler had spent close to 2.5 years in the Carroll County Jail before she was awarded bond in 2023, and a trial date has tentatively been set numerous times since then, but the trial then granted continuance. Ressler's current attorney has filed documentation showing the intent to raise the issue of mental illness of the defendant at the time the acts were charged. I'm Colin Worthington.